Liturgical Day, Monday the 19th in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. One day when they were together in Galilee, Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man will be delivered into human hands, and they will kill him, but he will rise on the third day." The 12 were deeply grieved. When they returned, the temple tax collectors came to Peter and asked him, "Does your master pay the temple tax?" He answered, "Certainly." Peter then entered the house, but immediately Jesus asked him, "What do you think, Simon? Who pay taxes or tributes to the kings of the earth, their sons or the other people?" Peter replied, "The others." And Jesus told him, "The sons, then, are tax-free. But so as not to offend these people, go to the sea, throw in a hook, and open the mouth of the first fish you catch. You will find a coin in it. Take it, and let it pay for you and for me." Commentary by Father Joaquin Petit, from Barcelona, Catalonia. When they were together in Galilee. Today the liturgy offers us different possibilities to consider. Amongst these we could, perhaps, stop in something implicit throughout the text, Jesus's familiar attitude with his disciples. St. Matthew says that Jesus and his disciples were together in Galilee. Though it is quite evident, the fact that the evangelist deems it necessary to mention seems to emphasize the nearness of Jesus Christ. Shortly afterwards, Jesus opens his heart to make them aware of his passion, death, and resurrection, that is, of something he had been keeping inside himself, but he does not want to conceal any longer from those he loves so much. Still further, the text mentions the tax payment episode, and here too, the evangelist shows us Jesus' demeanor with them by placing himself at Peter's level and counterposing the tax-free sons, Jesus and Peter, to the others who must pay. Finally, Christ shows Peter how to give the necessary money to pay, not only for him, but for both of them, and thus avoid any scandal. In all these traits, we may discover a fundamental vision of our Christian life, Jesus's desire to remain with us. In the book of Proverbs, the Lord says, "Rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind." Amazing! How this reality may change our approach to our spiritual life, where at times we only pay attention to what we do, as if that was the most important part of it. Our interior life must be centered in Christ, in his love for us, in his dying on the cross for me, in his constant search of our heart, in his meeting with the youth in Spain in 1982, John Paul II expressed it very well when he said out loud, "Look at him."